It's Neil Atkinson, joined by Carl Anker, who has written extensively and studied extensively Kefren Turam for an excellent piece in The Athletic. That's very much worth signing up to The Athletic to read. But we're talking to him about it right now. And Kefren Turam has been strongly linked with Liverpool. We'll get into those, the nature of where he may well fit, Carl. But what sort of footballer do you think he is?
He might be a Moussa Dembele successor. Moussa Dembele is in the Spurs. Moussa Dembele from Fulham and Spurs. So the very tall, very chunky-thighed, deep-lying midfielder who, once you get the ball off him, he's very hard to get off. And he's just superb in that I'm going to take the ball from the edge of my penalty box to the halfway line and then hopefully get you that little bit extra towards the opposition's penalty area, which it's one of those things where there are some players who they're so good at one specific thing that when you say out loud, it sounds very, very simplistic. You know, Kylian Mbappe, very, very fast. Olivier Giroud, very good at near post. And I think Kefren Turam is in a similar class of Moussa Dembele and Frankie de Jong and other midfielders where it's basically my penalty area, other guy's penalty area, I'm going to run.
Within that, we're talking here about a young footballer. We're talking here about a footballer who's got a ceiling. And the question for me around not just a Liverpool link, but anything that he does next is sort of where that ceiling ends up. Mm-hmm. And I'm very, you know, I'm very much the room for development here. I've been intrigued, not least when I've been looking into stuff that's been said about him. I'm intrigued about stuff he's said about himself and how he views himself as a footballer. He seems a footballer who's full of self-reflection, who very much articulates what he's looking to do to grow and to change. When you were looking through for this piece, did you find a lot of that from him as well?
Yeah. So not only did I write about Kefren, I also wrote about his older brother, Marcus. And one thing that comes out about both of them is basically an astounding job Lillian was as a father. Both of them speak with so much love and adoration for their father. Both of them tell story. And Marcus told a story about, joining in a Barcelona training session as a child and just, you know, doing rondos with Ronaldinho and young Lionel Messi and Kefren too. I mean, Kefren's named after the ancient Egyptian pharaoh. Marcus is named after Marcus Garvey. Lillian very much talks not just about football, but talk about politics. There's a great section in Soccernomics, I believe, where there's a joke in there about how Lillian Turam might be the only football player who ever commented about the orthography skills in the Louvre. Marcus Turam is basically one of the very first European football players to take a knee in protest of George Floyd. And Kefren is also, he's not as outspoken as Marcus, but he very articulate, very aware of his position in a football team, and very open about what he's good at, what he's not good at, and what he wants to get better at, including I think there's quite a few football players who, if they say, what's a thing you want to improve? They'll say, I'll talk to you about something I'm maybe 6 out of 10 at. I want to turn that to an 8 out of 10. Whereas Kefren has talked more than once about something he's a 4 out of 10 about and gone, yeah, I'm not great at this. It's a 4 out of 10. I want to turn that to a 6, possibly, and even better, which I think speaks to a bit of his character.